Greetings and welcome. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, BC. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, a little Haydn, some Fauré, a sample of the Accordina, and a few unusual music choices for oboe. To begin, who does it better than Mozart? Music from his string quartet in G minor, Kirchhoff 516. It's a little bit of a tad dark and melancholic way to start, and it's also known as the viola quintet. Way to go with that extra viola, which means actually two violas are in the mix, also with two violins and a cello. Now, this work was completed back in May 16th in 1787. He was really busy at this time, also completing the C major quintet and also the 40 and 41st symphonies. Lots of creativity flowing at that time. We're going to hear a performance by the Mellows Quartet. And this German quartet have been performing back since 1965 to 2005. And this comes from a great disc by Mozart. Enjoy.
Thank you.
the Mellus Quartet with two violas and the Menuetto Allegretto from Mozart's String Quintet Quartet 1516. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Now, Haydn's instrumental music is undisputed, but for a while his piano sonatas played kind of a second fiddle. Haydn himself was not a piano virtuoso and did not appear in public as a pianist, but his works were actually performed by mainly, quote-unquote, unprofessional musicians. But they could not hide the creativeness in it. It's kind of like a flower coming to bloom. And we're going to be hearing the moderato of the sonata number 33, and this will be performed by a great pianist, Lars Vogt. He is a German concert pianist and conductor, and he's going to be starting a new position as of September 15th as the new music director of the Royal Northern Sinfonia. Here's the moderato from Haydn's sonata number 33 in C minor.
Thank you.
the Moderato from Haydn's Sonata number 33 in C minor. That was a performance by Lars Vogt. Now, Gabriel Fauré was trained in Paris in a boarding school dedicated to maintaining the glories of traditional religious music. Camille Saint-Saëns actually became his mentor, and like many, it took till he was a little past his middle age when the world acknowledged his abilities. So don't give up. Keep hanging in there. Upon his death, he was renowned as one of France's greatest composers. His music is described by fellow composers as, and I quote, "No other music is more purely and uniquely music except that of Mozart or Schubert." And also, it is said that he possessed all the earmarks of French temperament, sensibility, impeccable manners, and classic reserve. We're going to hear some selections from his Requiem. Here are a few selections.
Thank you.
beautiful. I could hear the whole thing. Those were two selections from Fauré's Requiem. That was Pia Jesu. And before that, we heard Agnus Dei with the lovely voice of Sylvia McNair on soprano, and also joined by the members of the Academy of St. Martin's in the Field Chorus and Orchestra with Sir Neville Mariner conducting. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And when one thinks of the instrument that tunes the orchestra, or in a movie soundtrack, when the woman takes off her clothes unupset, one seldom defines the oboe. A sublime instrument, when played well, it is also known as one of the hardest to master. It's joined by a lot of other ones, which are pretty hard to master as well. Our next artist definitely did that. Donald Bender on oboe took the friends that he had, Anton Kushkin on flute and Gary Kessler on guitar, and they joined forces to make a great CD entitled Clear Out of Touch with Time. The madrigal that we're going to hear was actually composed soon after the group's inception, back in 1976, and it did enjoy the 70s, incorporating the Renaissance, some 70s contemporary music, and older Western and Japanese instrumental styles. Can't wait for it. Here is music by David Loeb. Thank you. David Loeb's Madrigal, performed by Anton Kushkin on flute, Donald Bender on oboe, and Gary Kessler on guitar. Now this next artist growls. She purrs. She is the quintessential Catwoman. And she does sleep with a fridge full of caviar and champagne. Well, just in case. The one and the perfect Eartha Kitt.
Just an old-fashioned girl with an old-fashioned mind. Not sophisticated, I'm the sweet and simple kind. I want an old-fashioned house with an old-fashioned fence and an old-fashioned millionaire. I'd like a plain, simple car, a cerise Cadillac, long enough to put a bowling alley in the back. I want an old-fashioned house with an old-fashioned fence and an old-fashioned millionaire. I'll stay weaving at my loom, be no trouble to my groom, if he'll keep the piles of a money mountain. In our cottage there will be a soundproof nursery, not to wake the baby while I'm counting. I like the old-fashioned flowers, violets are for me. Have them made in diamonds by the man at Tiffany. I want an old-fashioned house with an old-fashioned fence and an old-fashioned millionaire. I'm just a pilgrim at heart, oh so pure and genteel. Watch me in Las Vegas when I'm at the spinning wheel. I want an old-fashioned house with an old-fashioned fence and an old-fashioned millionaire. I'll ask for such simple things when my birthday occurs. Two apartment buildings that are labeled hers and hers. I want an old-fashioned house with an old-fashioned fence and an old-fashioned millionaire. I like Chopin and Bizet and the songs of yesterday, string quartets and Polynesian carols. But the music that excels is the sound of oil wells as they slurp, slurp, slurp into the barrels. Our little home will be quaint as an old parasol, and instead of carpets, I'll have a money wall to wall. I want an old-fashioned house with an old-fashioned fence and an old-fashioned million.
Thank you.
Well, you know, Eartha Kitt, she can't go out without style. A nice little break in the program. Of course, that was an old-fashioned girl. What a concept. Now, at many times in a composer's life, the ninth was always considered to be the big kahuna, the best and the most influence of symphony that they could actually compose. But actually, there are a few numerologists out there who have kind of debated the ninth. And sometimes the ninth is actually the tenth. And, you know, scholarly dispute goes on in lots of cases. And one such case is Schubert's Symphony No. 9, or Great Symphony. Lots of controversy because this one, scholars argue that the actually first documented performance was not of his ninth, but of his sixth symphony. But you know what? I don't really care. It's all great music. The more, the merrier. Schumann celebrated the event in an ecstatic article in which, and I will tell you, a phrase destined to become famous, and you're going to hear it, definitely is, it's hailed the symphony for its heavenly length. Today, a sampling, not of the whole symphony, but just the Andante con moto, with the Highlight Orchestra and Sir John Barbaroli conducting. Thank you. great performance, the Halle Orchestra, with Sir John Barbaroli directing, and that was the Andante con moto from Schubert's Grand Symphony. Definitely was grand. You've got to hear the whole thing. Number 9. You have been listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Thank you very much for joining me. And do stay listening to a great program. It's going to keep you dancing and give you a great start to a great day. It's Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture with Worku. And at the top of my program, I did promise to hear a little bit of the accordina. So I'm not going to disappoint you. Just going to give you a little bit of background on it. And then you can listen to it as you ease into Worku's program. Now, this is actually an accordion and a wind instrument combined and was patented back in 1943. It's actually a kind of a traveling musician, so kind of a imagine the vagabond going around with this. But Francis Jourvin, who plays it, he says he considers it a wind instrument. It actually allows polyphony. Not many instruments do that. And if you think of it this way, it requires a specific technique. It blows air only. Therefore, the inhalation must be rhythmic to integrate the musical sentence. You know, it's kind of like playing oboe. It's something that's hardly conceivable, but Jourvin seems to make it conceivable. So we're going to hear some various selections from his CD. And do enjoy Shukshukta coming up next until noon. A little reggae after that.